Chazar zeichen nish mis bakh khas khashag un vam yehudim zeh shab bes daf sam khas per klal godel per shvi zogt de mishna de chacham said a klal godel about shabbos. If someone forgets about the ikar of shabbos, he forgets about the establishment of shabbos, and he does therefore many malachas on different shabbos, so he's only chay of one chatos. If someone knows about the ikar of shabbos and he did many malachas on many shabbos because he forgot it was shabbos, he got mixed up with the days, he's chay of one chatos for each shabbos. Someone knows that it's Shabbos, and he did many melachas and many Shabboses. He's chayev one chatos for each av melacha, and then he told that it goes along with that av melacha that he did for any Shabbos. Meaning, even if he did the av melacha many times in that one Shabbos, he's only chayev one chatos for that av melacha because there was no period of awareness in between. Finally, if someone does many melachas of the same category, meaning all under the umbrella of one av melacha, he's only chayev one chatos. Check the Gemara. Why is it the Mishnah? Why is the Tana call it a klal gadol? You can try to say because there's another Mishnah which has also a klal, but it doesn't have as many. It only has two, not four, like our Mishnah has, and therefore maybe our Mishnah is called a klal gadol. It was also explained why regarding Shemitah also there's a Mishnah that says klal gadol because over there also there's another klal which has less rules than the first one. The problem is that by Meiser there's also two groups of klals where one doesn't have more than the other. I'm sorry, then one does have more than the other, but the one with the more is not called a klal gadol. So you see, that's not the case. Rabbi Yisrael Rabin says, Shabbos and Shemitah, which have ovis and toldos, are called klal gadol. Maisa, which doesn't have ovis and toldos, are not referred to as klal gadol. Bar Kapara had a version of a braisa that actually calls Maisa a klal gadol also. But if there's no ovis and toldos, what's shot in klal gadol, the Gemara explains, it gives a new reason. Why is Shabbos called klal gadol? Because it's more chumadik than Shemitah. How so? A Shabbos applies to things that are attached to the ground and things that are not attached to the ground, whereas Shemitah only applies to things that are attached to the ground. Shemitah is called a klal gadol because it's greater than, it's also more chumadik than Maisa. Why? Shemitah applies to food of people and food of animals, whereas Maisa only applies to food of people. And Bar Kapara, who says that Maisa is also klal gadol, also called klal gadol because he holds more chumadik than Peah, because Hilchas Maisa applies even to figs and vegetables, whereas Peah does not. Rav and Shmuel say when our Mishnah says that someone forgot about the establishment of Shabbos, about the Iker Shabbos, it means someone who never knew about the Iker Shabbos, meaning a child who was raised among Goyim, a teenager Nishbu, or a ger that was that converted and lived among Goyim. However, if someone was initially aware of the Iker Shabbos, and then later on he forgot about Iker Shabbos, he'd be chayav a separate Shchatos for each Shabbos. Our Mishnah says if someone forgot about Shabbos, Hashaycheyach Iker Shabbos, Mar says it means that he never knew about Shabbos. Mar asks if that's true. The next part of the Mishnah that says that if someone knows about Iker Shabbos, but he forgot that day was Shabbos, if he does many malachas or many Shabbos, he's chayev a chatos for each Shabbos, the Mishnah should say a bigger chiddush. Someone who originally knew about the Iker Shabbos and then forgot about Iker Shabbos, he's also chayev every Shabbos. That's a bigger chiddush. So then, and of course, someone who knows about Iker Shabbos and just forgot that day was Shabbos, be chayev a separate chatos for each Shabbos. So why would you, Mar said a case of a bigger chiddush? The Gemara answers, when the Mishnah says that someone who knew about Iker Shabbos in the second case of the Mishnah, it actually means someone who originally knew about it, but right now forgot about Iker Shabbos. That's exactly what actually the Mishnah means in the second case. If this is pshat in the second case, then that would mean that if someone remembers the Iker Shabbos, but he forgot that day was Shabbos and did many malachas, l'chari he should be chayev a chatos for each and every malacha that he did. In the third case of the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah give the case that he's chayiv a separate chatos only when he knows it's Shabbos and he did many malachas? I say a bigger chiddush. He said he's chayiv a chatos for every single malacha, even if he didn't remember that day was Shabbos. As long as he knew the Iker Shabbos, if he forgot that today was Shabbos, according to the way we're explaining the progression of the Mishnah, he should be chayiv a separate chatos for each one, even if he doesn't remember that today is Shabbos, but he does know of Iker Shabbos. The Rav the Gemara says, no, pshat in the Mishnah is like we said originally, that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about someone who knew of Shabbos. He knew of the Iker Shabbos, and he forgot it later on. He forgot it. He wasn't, not sure he never knew it. No, he even knew. He used to know about Iker Shabbos. He forgot it. And Rav and Shmuel are adding a nekuda that someone who never knew of Iker Shabbos has the same halacha as someone who knew about it and then forgot it. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they argue, they actually say that our Mishnah is referring only to where someone originally knew about Iker Shabbos and then forgot it. However, if someone never knew about Iker Shabbos, again, Tinek Shanishba, for example, he would actually be putter from bringing any type of chatas for the malacha he did. That is a brisa that says, that explains, that says, klal gadol for Shabbos, someone who forgets about Iker Shabbos and does many malachas, many Shabbos, is only chay of one chatas. And the brisa says, an example of such a person is a tinik shenishbu, or a ger who grew up, who lived among goyim, therefore they were never aware of the Iker Shabbos. Mumbaz argues, and Mumbaz says, that he'd be potter, such a person would be potter for bringing any type of chatas. You see the bryce of the Tanakama is not like Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, the whole like Munbaz, who says such a person is taka potter for bringing any chatas. What is the svara of Munbaz? Why does he taka hold that in order to be chayav a chatas for a shoigi, you had to have had some knowledge before doing the actual Avera? The Gemara says that the Torah teaches a hekish from by Avodah Zarah between shoigi and mezid. Pasuk says, Torah achas yolachem lo oisa bishgaga, and then right afterwards, v'hanefesh ashtasa biyadrama. So there's a hekesh between shoigin and mezid. This teaches that just like someone who does bemezid obviously had knowledge of the averus, so too someone who brings a chatas for doing b'shoigig must have had some type of prior knowledge of the aver before he did it, or else he would not be chayav a chatas. What is the Tanakhama, the Rabbanu who argue on Munbaz, what do they do with this Hekesh? They learn from this Hekesh that it teaches, the Pasuk says, Torah Achas, to teach you that all other Averus are like Avodah Zarah. In what way? Just like Avodah Zarah is something that if he does it, made that he be Chayiv Karas. And that's why if he does it, B'shoigi is Chayiv Achatas. So to all other Averus, the only time you Chayiv Achatas for doing a B'shoigi is if B'mezid would carry the Karas penalty, the Karas punishment.